So I, just as a few follow-ups, I thought the most ludicrous, yeah, we are on the lookout. I put it in the green red book.
Wait, you have a green book too?
No, I don't have a green book. I don't know why I said green book. And maybe it was a faux pas. Maybe keep, I have a secret
keep,
green
keeping
book.
Keeping them honest. Sounds like you got
so
a green
here's
book.
A, here's a, the dumbest clip, and then I'll get to some funnier clips, including and then some insightful clips, but it's all kind of a follow-up to what you just did. But let's start off with the MA foes not want to clip, which I thought was just like, what? What, really?
In the wake of the Sandy Hook Elementary shootings, Massachusetts has removed violent arcade games from its highway service plazas. It has taken the action over concern that residents from neighboring Connecticut may be offended by those games.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't offend me! Tipping wow. Point!
You guys are heartless by keeping those stupid arcade games there. It's unbelievable.
It's a tipping point.
So luckily on C-SPAN, there was a long discussion.
I saw this.
I think it was of this woman who talked about violent video games. And she had a lot. There's this kind of a fast-talking woman who wrote a book on the topic. And yep. She apparently is an expert on the subject. So I have two clips. First, I have the violent video games part one clip, which discusses kind of the overview of you know, the studies that have been done on violent video games. And here's the reason I first clipped these, because I'll ask you this question. What is being attacked right now, given two possibilities? You have violent video games.
Yes, which is the industry that Hollywood hates the most because they eat up most of their money.
And you have Hollywood,
yeah,
which has more violence than anyone.
Yes.
And it's realistic because it's like done realistically. Yes. It's not a game.
It's good work.
So which of the two are they attacking?
Well, Hollywood, of course, is as far as I'm concerned, continually attacking violent video games.
Yes. And they also support the Obama administration in a big way.
Yes.
And so no one's saying anything about them.
No. In fact,
they're going after these violent video games. So let's play a couple of things and we can all learn about violent video games and their effect on the human psyche.
Wait a minute. First, I've got to do this.
What we do, you don't have to see space.
Yeah. This is what we do.
Part one.
Now, $1 million-plus research on this while you're at Harvard, and you have basically inconclusive evidence as to the exact relationship between violence and video games. So where did the vice president get his information from to say that you can't necessarily put, you know, point A leads to point B?
Well, it's basically that there's no proven, like, for example, my study found that when you look at kids playing M-rated games, the more M-rated games they play, the more likely they were to say that they've bullied others or gotten into fights. But when we've also factored in things like parent supervision, stressful life events, and especially aggressive personality, that relationship kind of went away. So, and the other research that he's looking at, I think, has also been equivocal. The stuff that has tended to support a link that was used in past cases, including California's law that was struck down by the Supreme Court, looked at mostly college students taking Psych 101, doing little lab experiments that measured pretty much competitiveness. And then some people would make a leap between that and real-world violence. And I personally don't agree with that. So, okay.
Shut up already. Science.
Now, so the key one is, and this actually relates back to Anderson Cooper on the thing you just played about, you know, the media being somehow involved in all this. I think this part two of this violent video games clip says it all.
Then I want to pick up on that. Let's use a common sense approach here. Do you believe that if we didn't have as many violent video games, there might not be as many of these violent acts in the public domain?
Well, that's a tough question because from what I understand, across the years, school shootings have not gone up. I mean, some of them have been bigger, but it's stayed pretty consistent. And we know that since the mid-1990s, as access to violent games has gone way up, if you have a kid, you know that, youth violence has gone down. So, and these are such rare events. What's really gone up is the coverage of the events.
Yeah. Yeah. Right on. Absolutely. It's the coverage of the events, which is pretty poor.
Now, so in a follow-up to that, I have actually two what I think are kind of interesting clips because they're trying to keep Piers Morgan in the game. And so Piers Morgan showed up on the BBC Newsnight.
Oh, gloating.
Well, he's trying. They're giving it to him. And a good example is this, the Guns Part 1 clip. I don't play much of it, but I think it's, you can see where this is going to head by this question.
You know, what happens here affects me and my life and that of my family. And the guns issue here is now, I think, so dangerous and so out of control that something has to give. And if I can help frame the debate in a way that's constructive to getting new gun control legislation, then great.
But framing the debate in a way that was constructive, you were telling gun proponents they were stupid.
Oh, yeah. So it's very obvious what's going to happen. Someone's going to take a shot at him.
That's going to have to happen if he wants to maintain ratings.
Yeah, it has to happen.
So the guy goes after him pretty consistently, and Pierce is going on and on. And I think that what the real conclusion was, what this guy suggests in clip two, and then Pierce kind of avoids the answering the question per se, but I think this pretty much summarizes where this is headed.
Which you could put 100 bullets in, which can fire in less than a minute.
Yeah.
They're just killing machines.
Sure, but people will understand
these need
the
to
arguments.
Be outlawed. Yeah.
But everybody will understand the arguments, particularly over here. They understand exactly what you're saying, but you're now a political activist. You're not a journalist, are you?
I don't mind what you call me. I'm very comfortable with what I'm doing, and I'm going to continue doing it. If it makes me popular or unpopular, isn't really the point. It's what I believe in.
Yeah. Could you just put that in the book, John, that someone's going to take a pop at him?
Yeah, okay.
Do you think it'll hit home? Do you think he or any of his family will be injured? I don't think so.
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. I think it's just going to, it's...
That's painful. If you're going to pull that stunt, I don't want to get hit.
I mean, I know he's got a great contract, but wow, to go through that, to take a slug for the contract.
No, he's not going to take one for the team. Yeah.